Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We have a major traffic heads up for Davis County drivers. Part of Highway 89 is closing tonight, and it's going to stay that way all weekend long.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins us live with the impact, Adam.
Amanda, this is northbound Highway 89 at SR 193. It's going to be shutting down starting tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be closed all weekend long. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me drivers in this area could encounter delays throughout the whole weekend, but specifically tomorrow afternoon, he says it could take you upwards of an extra hour to get where you're going.
If you don't have to drive this weekend in this area, then don't do it if it's not necessary.
The road is expected to open again on Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
In other news this morning, more people are dying in drunk driving accidents, but fewer people are getting arrested for DUI. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is looking at the numbers. Peter.
Tim, right now I'm actually looking at graphs provided by the Wall Street Journal. And on the one hand, since 2010, the number of DUI arrests has dropped from about 1.4 million to about 760,000. So that's a cut by almost half. Meanwhile, in that same time period, though, alcohol-related driving deaths jumped from around 10,000 to about 13,500. That's the highest amount of deaths since 2006. Deaths especially rose during the pandemic when police were trying to lower the amount of traffic stops they were doing to avoid getting COVID, and people got lax with road rules and on more empty roads. According to law enforcement, state highway patrols are also pretty short-staffed after the pandemic. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A new report shows more than a third of driver's license tests taken in Utah were flunked. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Looking at state data reports, USA Today found that 36% of Utahns have failed the test for their driver's license at some point. But Nick VanZant with USA Today Blueprint Car Insurance says Utahns might just need to study a little bit harder.
Utah actually has a very high rate of passing the skills portion of the exam. 92% of people in Utah pass the skills portion. Only 56%, though, pass the knowledge portion.
Utah was ranked 13th for most failed tests in the nation, but it could be worse. Our neighbors in Wyoming, as well as Indiana and Missouri, all had more than half of their drivers fail the test. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A different kind of transportation hub has opened in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Michael Komet is live with the details. Michael?
Tim, this facility we're talking about is no pushover. At 19,000 square feet, this new bike-centered hub on 9th South and 3rd West along the Nine Line Trail is 10 years in the making. It's become the central location for Bicycle Collective, a group that repairs and donates old bikes to people in need. This new locale has a space for bike repairs alongside retail space and community workshops. And the collective's executive director tells KSL.com the new location will allow them to take in more donations and better serve the community. Reporting live, Michael Komet, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More college campus protests overnight, this time at Portland State University. ABC's Perry Russum reports.
Leave the building now! Force will be used against you!
Police returned to Portland State last night after protesters reestablished an encampment in the library, tearing down the security fencing put up by police. At George Washington University, protesters targeting a statue of George Washington, draping a Palestinian flag and black and white scarf on it. Many of the protesters described as outside agitators.
More than 2,000 people have been arrested during protests at college campuses around the country.
The April jobs report comes out this morning and will impact how the Fed looks at interest rates.
A month ago, before the March jobs report was announced, economists were expecting 200,000 new jobs. The real number was 303,000. Well, things are expected to have cooled in April. This morning's job numbers for last month are forecast to show hiring increased by 243,000 jobs. In trying to gauge inflationary pressures, the Federal Reserve will be looking at average hourly earnings, which were expected to rise 0.3% in April, up 4% from the same time last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Chad Daybell trial resumes later this morning. We'll have reports from Boise at the bottom of the hour. You can also get the latest update on KSLNewsRadio.com.
Just a quick warning, we've got some wet roads to greet you out there, so let's get our first look traffic check with Andy.
And it's the wet roads that's really the issue so far. Thankfully, no big crashes, at least not along the Wasatch Front. The only crashes on the freeway are down towards Cedar City in southern Utah. But right now, if you're traveling on I-15, you've got the full speed limit in the wet conditions. A little bit of extra extra travel time, it looks like maybe through Parley's Canyon is all so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A childhood hunger program in Ogden lost major funding, and they're hoping the community can help.
Catholic Community Services helps 10 schools throughout Weber County with kids who face food insecurity.
We serve about 5,000 kids a month through this program. And so the importance of this program is to make sure that they stay on the track that they need in school, but also outside of school, too.
That was Director of Basic Needs, Randy Chappell, who said today is their monthly visit to Odyssey Elementary School. And the kids and their families they serve are grateful for the Bridging the Gap program. Chappell hopes anyone who can help keep the program alive will donate at ccsutah.org. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Actress Halle Berry spent a day on Capitol Hill rallying support for legislation that would allocate $275 million for research and education on menopause.
The shame has to be taken out of menopause. We have to talk about this very normal part of our life that happens.
Berry says people need to become more comfortable just talking about menopause.
Later today, a horse trained right here in Utah will be running in the Kentucky Oaks.
While not as famous as the Kentucky Derby, the Kentucky Oaks is billed as the nation's premier race for three-year-old female horses. Trainer Val Brinkerhoff says Where's My Rein has had several problems, including ulcers.
If we could win this one, it would be something else. I think we have a really, really good shot. This filly's been getting better and better and better all the time and more confidence in herself, and I know we've got her over ulcer problems.
He says they've beaten all the other horses in today's race on a dry track, but the forecast at Churchill Downs is calling for rain. The race is scheduled to begin just before 4 o'clock Utah time. Brinkerhoff says the winner's purse is $1.5 million. Don Brinkerhoff, no relation, KSL News Radio.
Oh, I was just wondering. Yeah. Is he related to you? That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, and I just saw some video. One of the networks, a lot of the networks are there, but it looks like a sloppy track right now it's muddy. But one of our sales team is there, Andrea, you know, checking off a bucket list item.
I want to see her hat.
Yeah, me too. And one of these days, I'd like to see the Kentucky Derby.
It'd be something, wouldn't it?
But I've got a friend that's actually been a part of that broadcast team forever, and I asked him, I said, what does it take, you know, and wondering if he had any inside track for passes. Yeah. He said, prepare to pay about the same as you would for a Super Bowl ticket.
Oh, wow.
To go see the Kentucky Derby.